Hello?
Hello, sir. Hey, this is Kiera with the Roadside. Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hey, this is Kiera with the Roadside Assistance. Okay, so I have located a provider, and he said that the cost would be $180.
$180?
Yes, sir. And he said that it could, the ETA time would be a 3-hour wait. I would suggest that if you wanted to leave the keys with the vehicle, if you didn't want to wait that long, you could leave the keys with the vehicle. All you would have to do is agree to a waiver that says that we're not liable for anything that happens to the vehicle before the tow truck driver arrives.
Well, I mean, is it 3 hours or is it more than 3 hours?
Because it's 3 hours.
3 hours.
Okay, so
I
you can.
Wait 3 hours. Yet.
Okay.
I mean, well, I can stay here in 3 hours, but I'm going to need a ride with him to my house.
Okay, so now you're gonna need a ride now?
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
I'm going to have to go to work.
All righty, give me 1 second. Let me go back. So it's just you by yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
180. Well, they're not gonna arrest me.
Okay. All righty, sir. I'm going to. You will get a text message from the provider, and you are agreeing to the $180 cost out of pocket, correct? Hello.
Yes, I want to know if I can get a different tow truck. I mean, I see tow trucks passing by, and I ask this guy, and he charged me $80 to take it to my house. I just want to know if the company, if General will reimburse me that.
Well, I mean, I'm not.
You guys.
The tow companies that I've been calling, literally this is the first company that I've actually gotten someone on the phone with a good estimated, with a, you know, a ETA time and a price. If you did get someone that passed by you, if you have their number, you can call them back since it's a lesser price. Only thing is you wouldn't be able to be reimbursed.
Oh, and how that I know that I'm going to be reimbursed if you guys having trouble looking at my policy?
Because once you call the general and you speak to your agent and you tell them that you had to pay an out-of-pocket expense because we could not pull up your account, you will ask them for a reimbursement and they will give it to you.
I don't have nobody to talk right now. I called the general. They're closed. I'm just having problems with the money.
I'm sorry to hear that, sir.
I mean, I can probably pay $80 for somebody, but that's just going to lose my money. I'm just going to lose $80 because you guys don't have the system ready.
Yes, sir. That's the only thing that I can, you know.
And I can't leave my truck here because, I mean, I don't know if they, I don't see no sign saying that they will tow it away, but, I mean, this is going to cost me more if they tow it from this parking lot.
I mean, that's the only thing that I can say. If you did see a tow truck driver that passed by you, if you have their number to call them back, that's the only thing I can say. If you go ahead with, you know, through with this call, then you will have documents to show that you did have to pay out of pocket and that you could be in reimbursed through your company. But if you go ahead with the $80 tow person that you just seen on the side of the road, then you wouldn't be reimbursed. That's just an out-of-pocket payment to a tow company, to a tow driver, just to be taken home. And I can't guarantee that you would be reimbursed for that.
Well, oh, man. I mean, I'm paying all these years just for nothing?
I mean, you don't, if you go ahead with us, you'll be reimbursed. You'll get it back.
How did I know? If you guys don't, I mean, you can't find me in my, on the system. I'm calling the general, and they do say that I got roll-up system.
Sir, we're just roadside assistants. If we can't pull up your account in the system, then you would have to just go ahead with the out-of-pocket expense or either deny the service and just, you know, wait and call the general in the morning to make sure you that they can verify your account.
Well, they're probably closed. It's Saturday.
Well, that's the only thing I can request you to do.
I'm going to wait until Monday. Yeah, so just go ahead and I'll pay $180, and if they don't want to reimburse me, I'll just cut my insurance and go with somebody else.
Okay. Since you opt into our text message features, you will get a text message from the driver with the ETA time and, you know, the quote that you have to pay the $180. And I will let the provider know that you do need a ride with them since your friend will be gone. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, I'm gonna leave my key here. I'm gonna go with my son.
Come on.
I'm gonna go with my son, and I'm gonna leave the key here in the car.
Okay, so you do want to leave the vehicle unattended.
Yes.
Okay, so you're agreeing to the waiver that says that if anything happens to the vehicle, that we will not be liable.
Yes.
All right. Give me 1 second.
He's not gonna turn it on, huh?
Si quiero saber cuánto me puede cobrar por llevar una camioneta a Green Valley Ranch. Estamos en la... En 10 Havana Street. Y la queremos llevar para La Habana y la 10.
A la 45.
La queremos llevar a Green Valley Ranch a la 45. Chavo. No más se puede. Pero no sabes cómo saldría.